You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Ranji works at our sister station, KMOX, down in St. Louis, but he's always a part of the Score family, and whenever we can make worlds collide with him, we like to do so. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Mr. Handsome.
What's going on, friends? I miss you. I love you. How are you?
We're doing really well, and I got to tell you, you were one of the first people that we thought of when we got through the whole the Pope's a Cub fan thing. No, wait a minute, he's a Sox fan. And as we went down that rabbit hole, and then it was like, oh, no, he was a real, he wasn't just saying it, he was at games. And I started thinking, and I said to Tanya, I was like, there's no way this guy wasn't in Farmio's booth at some point during the White Sox run to win a world championship, which made me think, if he's that crazy of a White Sox fan, did the Pope listen to your post-game shows?
So I didn't even think about that at first, because my understanding at first was that he had left town way before that. But now I think he had been in Chicago through like 2013 or 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that a good 8 or 9 years I was doing that job, he would have been in town. And I thought it was, I think it's amazing that the Pope owns at least one White Sox jersey,
mm-hmm.
because he's got it on. He's got it on for game 5. So, you know, he's got at least that one. If you own a Sox jersey, there's a pretty good chance that you were listening to the Score, listening to Sox games, listening to Farmer and DJ, Farmer and Stone. And then you probably would have heard my dumb ass, too, at some point. So that did not occur to me at first, because I thought he was gone, you know. But I had a lot of people that actually text me and tweet at me. And then I thought, yeah, I wonder if the Pope hates me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, most people don't realize Pope John Paul II, big Tigers fan, big Ernie Harwell guy, you know. No, honestly, Chris Ranji, the Pope for sure knows who you are. 100%. There's no way he doesn't know who you are. You're right. He's wearing a jersey there at the World Series, Game 1. I thought Fox did a nice job on their Saturday night game the other night. They went ahead and guessed that it was an A.J. Pierzynski jersey. And A.J., and they did the Photoshop and everything.
How weird is that for A.J., too?
That's what he said.
Because A.J. said, the Pope knows who I am. I mean, AJ was raised Catholic. The Pope knows who I am. It was an amazing moment because Daniel Palencia was wearing a rosary and it broke. It was like the natural moment for Adam Amin and AJ to start talking Pope. It couldn't have been better. But like, you took calls from Bob's on the South Side.
Yeah.
How many Bob's on the South Side called your show?
Oh, dude, I don't know. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how many different Bob's there are. There are probably 1,000 at least. There are at least 1,000 Southside Bobs who called in to the Score at any time of the day, whether it's the post-game show, afternoon show, whatever. At least 1,000, which means there are probably 10,000 Bobs on the South Side. So he's somewhere in that mix. He's got to be. And if he wasn't, then I have to, like, for my own, I just have to believe that he has been a part of the Score family somehow listening. I have to believe it.
You have to believe it. And, like, well, you have a detailed log of everybody who ever called Sox post game, right? You have that. And
I know the bad ones.
And there were a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember Rudy and DeKalb, that guy. He was like an old friend. I hope he's doing okay. But yeah, there are certain callers that you do remember the names. If you heard it, you go, oh yeah, I remember you. Mm-hmm. At least I remember you. You're calling in a lot. Southside Ron, which I think he called other shows too, didn't he?
Okay.
Didn't he,
Ron? Chris, Southside Ron calls Hit and Run every Sunday morning.
He sure does.
Yeah, yeah. That's my guy. I love that dude.
He's the best.
I have to think that Bob and Dalton called too, but I don't remember if he did. He was probably so pious that he didn't say anything bad.
I don't know, man.
Oh. I honestly don't know, because I've been around a lot of priests and a lot of nuns, and while they present very prim and proper, you haven't lived until you've seen an upset priest at a sporting event.
Well, and to your point, Lawrence, sports is the safe space for you to let out those emotions.
Especially if you're not in your vestment. You know what I mean? Like if he's just wearing his AJ Brzezinski jersey and he's just hanging out, then you get to let off a little steam. You say a few Hail Marys later on, and you're good with the man upstairs.
But just psychologically, Chris, like, people would use Sox games to process all kinds of life events, and then they would call you and let you have it.
I love to think that Pope Leo was at home swearing about the White Sox in Latin or in Italian. Wouldn't that just be something? Just absolutely wearing out Robin Ventura in
Spanish. Yeah, like, uh-huh. This guy's multilingual. I saw
he speaks like 7 or 8 languages,
and all of them have something to do with what's going on with Paul Konerko in June.
Yeah, seriously, how do you say Karkovice in Polish? Do you know, or is that already Polish? I don't know.
It already is, but isn't it that's a funny thing too? That Fox did that with the AJ jersey. They just assumed, they did some, you know, recon work, and they figured it's got to be an AJ jersey, because there is a 90% chance that you're from the South Side that if you bought a jersey, it is an AJ jersey. What I don't know what it is about AJ Pierzynski, but they love that guy,
as they should.
That was a thing. Maybe we've talked about this before. I'm almost certain that of every player that the Sox had during my tenure doing that job, every single player was a target at some point. I remember Mark Burley was just wearing it from Sox fans in 07 because he wasn't very good that year. And by the fall, or maybe it was 06. And then by the following year, it was, if they don't re-sign him, I'm never coming back. Right. Paul Konerko used to wear it. Jermaine Dye got it. Jim Thome would get it.
Yeah, Jim Tomey's got to lay that bunt down the third baseline, Ronch. It's wide open for him.
How come this guy doesn't bunt more?
Because he's hit 600 home runs.
Yeah, but like Ron, the Pope goes back.
The point is AJ was the only player, I swear to God, he was the only player that nobody ever complained about.
Even when he wouldn't throw down and the ball would magically fall out of his mitt on pitches where guys were running.
So it didn't count against his stat.
Oh, man.
He bobbled the ball on the throw down on the pop to second. Yeah, so it didn't go against his caught stealing numbers.
Because AJ was that jerk in your family who you still had to love because he was in your family, you know. And it's just like there was definitely a thing. What a world we live in, Chris Ranji.
Ranger, I love this for you. I truly do. I love the idea that there's somewhere, like, there's some moment where the Pope was like, ah, this Ranji guy, he's always, he's always saying
his
nice things
man
about the White Sox.
What is company man in Italian? Somebody figure that out for me. How do you say?
You're an apologist.
How do you say water boy in Latin?
You're going to go, if you got to go to the Vatican. We might raise the money to send you to the Vatican, right? And if the Pope sees you, like that's if the Pope sees you, he might have a visceral reaction and be like, oh, that guy, you made so many damn apologies.
And
for
then
those
he'll
guys.
And then he'll bless you, and everything will be all good.
He's gonna forgive you.
How great is this for the White Sox? Because you know they could use a little great right now, and this seems like it's a pretty cool thing that's happening.
Well, think about this. In the last 15 years, they've had a president and a pope. That's pretty good.
and a duchess, the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh,
also a White Sox fan.
Oh, really?
Has been spotted wearing a White Sox cap, and you don't wear a White Sox cap in these parts unless you are a White Sox fan.
Maybe the next 15 years they'll win a playoff series. What do you think?
Wow. Well, wow. Look at that turn to negative town that you just took. This guy right here. This guy.
Just speaking truth.
Mr. CUB. There he is.
You know who else? I've seen a photo of Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones wearing a Sox hat.
So the Jonas Brothers are White Sox fans? Is that what
I don't
we're
know.
Hearing?
It was years ago when Game of Thrones was still on. There was a photo of her out there with wearing a White Sox
That's
hat.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's such a cool logo. You know, the Black Sox logo, the White Sox logo, the Old English. It is such a cool logo that it has mass appeal. It has since the 90s. Everybody knows that. So maybe that's why she was wearing it, but I like to think that they're...
Hey, Ron, first time, long time. Do you think the Pope ever showed up to a coupe at the Cork Remote on a Sunday?
No, I think he showed up to that bar that we went to in Canaryville. Whatever that place won, where there was a guy in the background. Maybe it was the Pope. There was a guy in the background during the show going, oh, and he's trying to whistle like a bird.
We should get Don Cooper's opinion on this. The Pope, you're welcome. You know, we should really get his thoughts on this. Hey, while we have you, Chris Ranji, you are
from KMOX in St. Louis.
KMOX in St. Louis. And by the way, I think it's awesome what you're doing, the Gas House Gang. Noon on the stage, like, and it's you and it's Miklish and sometimes Kevin Wheeler and sometimes the manager Oliver Marmol talking Cardinals. It's really cool.
Yeah, he's with us every Tuesday. He's there for about, you know, 30-40 minutes, and he takes questions from all of us, and he'll take questions from listeners.
Man,
and so he's on the stream, the live stream, and he can see people commenting as he's there, and he will start reading them and say, well, I don't know about that, Jay, I'd like to see you someday. It's just it's pretty good stuff.
I thought it was a great idea and harkens back to the 1930s Cardinals and the Gas House Gang, but like, that's a neat thing. That said, they've won 9 games in a row. I'm not buying it. I am not buying it. 9 wins in a row, 4 of them by 1 run. 6 of the 9 were against the Pirates and the Nationals. And I'm not buying it, maybe because I don't want to buy it. Are they any good?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I have a healthy skepticism about them. I think that they'll be around 500 by the end of the year, whether that's over by a couple of games or under or right at 500. That's where I think their landing spot is by the end of the season. The pitching, the starting pitching has been pretty good. Matthew Liberatore has been a nice for them surprise at the start of the season. He wasn't even supposed to be in the rotation if you go back 3 or 4 months, but he's been really good. The offense has been good. Statistically, they've scored a lot of runs. They're in a lot of, with the exception of power, they are up there in a lot of statistical categories. So they look pretty good right now. I don't know what to think. I would not right now be buying playoff tickets. We'll see how it goes. I think the only thing for them, or maybe the best thing for them, is that they are in a division that's not great. It does feel like on paper it's the Cubs and then the Reds, Cardinals, Brewers all sort of bunched up at number two. And I do think a lot of things can happen in the division, but I don't know. I have a healthy skepticism about them. They could win it, but I don't know. I don't think I would make that bet right now.
Well, one of the things I was wondering about the Cardinals being good is, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a lot of, well, Nolan Arenado should be traded.
Yeah.
Is that still stuff that's out there, even with them now technically being in contention a quarter of the way through the season?
See, for me, that's all dependent upon how well they're doing and how well he's doing. He still is owed $26 million about for next season. Five of that gets paid by the Rockies. So whatever team picks him up is going to pay $20 million of that. Then it's $15 for the following season after that. So there is a difficulty in trading him because there's a financial commitment. They did try during the offseason. He's got the no trade clause. He said no to Houston. And then there was a report recently from Nightingale that he said no to the Angels, which, you know, none of us could really figure out because he's from California, thought he might want to go back there. But I he was committed to being with a team he thought had a better chance of winning. So if they get the opportunity midseason, it really depends on where they are. If they're like five games up, which I doubt, but if they were five games up before the deadline, you hang on to him probably. And again, of course, it depends on how well he's doing. But they are in a position to sell. They have been trying to unload salary, which was the whole reason they tried to trade him during the offseason. I don't know if that calculus changes, though, if they're in real contention and you get, you know, deep into June and then early July.
What was your favorite of the many memes about the Pope being from Chicago? What was it, the one where he's dipping the Italian beef into the baptism bowl?
Oh, my God.
That was really good. That was really good. Well,
I can't off the top of my head remember, but I know the Onion, maybe Tannehill knows, the Onion had a really good one.
Is it the Chicago-style Pope? The Vatican elects first ever Chicago-style Pope, and it's him standing there in a hot dog bun with all the trimmings. I like that one as well. Yeah, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
I loved that first 48 hours. Just
I miss it.
I miss all of it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's as good a feeling as Chicago has had ever?
I mean, it's up there.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, okay? I was talking to a television executive Friday at the Lissagors.
Okay.
And
at the Journalism Awards. Congrats to Lawrence Holmes for winning his second Lissagore.
Thank you.
Congrats, Bubba.
Thank you, handsome. So this person said to me, is this the biggest news story in Chicago history?
Yeah, it might be the biggest news story in the history of Chicago.
And then I started thinking it, and I'm like, well, I'm thinking the Obama election. But then
this is global in a different way.
That's what he was saying, that it goes from local to, it's like hyper-local to then being regional, then being national, then being international.
Right.
I could make the same argument for Obama, but considering how many people look at the Pope as the leader, what, 2 billion Catholics in the world?
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know what? it might be, it's in the conversation for the most important news stories in Chicago history.
And it's also just the vibes are so good, at least here at the outset, before you've gotten into all the issues and the stuff. Like, there was, what, 45, 47% of America that was not happy that Obama was the president. Yeah. Everybody's pretty united. Like, hey, we got an American Pope. This is good. This feels nice.
You know what it's kind of like? I mean, on a much, much bigger, grander scale.
Oh, but it was I'm looking forward to this.
When the number one pick fell to the Bulls.
Yes!
The Derrick Rose draft.
I think in terms of recency, that felt amazing. Yeah,
because of the surprise of it, too. Because as soon as the white smoke happened, which I think, by the way, is just a fascinating thing that you've got these hundreds of thousands of people that are gathering in St. Peter's Square and they're just watching a smokestack just to see if anything comes out of it. And then the smoke happens. We're in the middle of the show. And then somebody came in and said, hey, white smoke. So the Pope's going to be announced in about 45 minutes or an hour. So that's all we started talking about. And we have a guy who's a religion expert who came on and he was talking to us about all of the candidates. And I don't even think he didn't mention Prevost at all until I asked him, you know, not thinking it was really going to happen. But, you know, you have to ask, can we get an American Pope? Right. And he didn't think so. And most people didn't think so. So just kind of like, you know, again, on a much different scale, but like the Bulls weren't going to get that number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did. Right. It was such a surprise. And then, you know, my co-host said, did they just say it was an American? Do we have an American? And then, you know, there it was.
And then it's like, I know him or he knows me. I'm Chris Ranji.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about it until I got some tweets and a couple of text messages, but
he for sure called your show 100%. We're gonna Tanny. Would you listen to every White Sox post game?
Look, Speaks. There's no way, because if the Pope agreed with something Ranji said, there's no way we would ever let him through.
What is the likelihood, Tannehill, that you hung up on the Pope because he was being too ridiculous in the screening process?
Well, that's the only thing about that is I would not have talked to him very long because I would have put him right through.
This Ranji is an ass. Hang on, you're up next.
Yeah. Bob from Dalton has got some thoughts on the whole thing.
I want to know, but I almost don't want to know because I would like to live the rest of my life thinking that this is true. Just in case it's not, I don't want
to know. The probability of it is high, though. That's the thing, is that if it were just, yeah, he might be a White Sox fan, then you go, I don't want to know. But the fact that there's a lot of evidence that he wasn't just a fan, he was a super fan of it. And then, did you hear the Speaks and I were talking about yesterday? Did you hear the story about the guy that showed up to the Vatican with a baseball?
And he signed it.
But he asked him Cubs or Sox.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like that's some Southside-ish right there.
Yeah. Cubs fans don't ask that question because they don't care. They don't care. Sox fans care. They want to know. You better not be a Cubs fan.
Oh, man.
So that is such a Sox fan thing to say. And the Pope said it.
Texter wants to know why the White Sox are not attaching smokestacks to the top of the ballpark and releasing white smoke when they win as their version of the W flag. Why is that not happening? So
that's not a bad idea. That's really not a bad idea.
We're living in a moment where there are no bad ideas when it comes to this stuff. Eventually there will be some.
Well, we'll wait to find out. But it's a very cool thing, and it's a great thing for the city. Just awesome stuff.
We appreciate you playing along with the bit, and I do believe that he has listened to your show and has probably called it, but we appreciate you jumping on and talking with us, sir. Continued success down at KMOX, and we will talk to you the next time we need a good laugh.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ranji.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.